Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Has the next stock market crash already started? Maybe. In a stable to strong market, a high percentage of stock prices would be at or within 10% of their 52-week highs. That's not the case now. In fact, of the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average as of Monday's close, only 7 of them were within 10% of their 52-week high. They were McDonald's, Walt Disney, Pfizer, Merck, Verizon, Coca-Cola, and Procter & Gamble. Another 14 were off less than 20% from their 52-week stock price high. Boeing, Walmart, Chevron, Intel, ExxonMobil, United Health Group, Visa, Johnson & Johnson, Microsoft, Walgreen Boots, Cisco, Nike, and American Express. The stock prices of 6 more were down more than 20 to 30% compared to their 52-week highs, including Travelers Insurance, Apple, 3M, Caterpillar, Home Depot, and United Technologies. Three were down more than 30 to almost 40%, DowDuPont, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. And 12 other major stocks, Bank of America did better than any of the Dow Industrial stocks, down barely 2%. Berkshire Hathaway had fallen 11%. Four had dropped from more than 20 to almost 25%, including Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, Hewlett-Packard, General Motors, and Enbridge. Amazon shares slid almost 26%. Facebook, Ford, Shell Oil, and Citicorp were all down more than 31%. General Electric plummeted over 63%. This foregoing did not include transportation companies or utilities. But for comparison, the Dow Jones Transportation Index was down 19% from its high in the past year, and the Dow Jones Utilities Average fell 4%. Even scarier, the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index came in at more than 14% lower than its 52-week high. If the Federal Open Market Committee comes through with another increase in the federal funds interest rate this afternoon, as it has been signaling, these results will all get worse. Isn't it time you own some physical gold and silver as wealth insurance? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.